The Windows Media Stream for the live broadcast of The Chris Perillo Show is provided by Limelight Networks. Listen to the live Chris Perillo Show in Windows Media Player. Download the latest version of the player for Mac and Windows users at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
What is the value of a pixel? Try about $200,000 to $250,000 a day. I can't believe what I'm staring at on this computer screen. It's a phenomenon in Korea, and it is all called Psy World. Now, Psy, C-Y, is not Cyber World. It actually means relationship in Korean, C-Y, Psy World. And we're speaking with the lead business development for this particular company. His name is Rick Kim. And this is going to be so difficult to explain, especially to an American culture or even North American culture. But you've got the company SK Communications, the overall parent company, and you've created this virtual world, this identity world, where people actually pay money to decorate their own homepage. They pay money for these little trinkets.
Right. In effect, they're paying money. They first have to buy or receive as gifts what we call acorns, or in Korean, dotori, which is basically the e-money that is used within the Cyworld world. You can't actually buy anything with your actual cash. We don't accept any of your cash. First, we entice you to buy bags of acorns. And with these acorns, you can actually buy gifts for your friends, something like $1.50 items, wallpapers that they can use to decorate their home pages. And when they receive gifts, they will actually give some back to me, because that is the giving and receiving, you know, gift culture in Korea. Yeah.
So now what – I cannot figure out for the life of me an equivalent to this. The closest things that we've seen are something like Yahoo 360 or MSN Spaces. But this is like just beyond that. Seriously, absolutely unreal. You guys have created your own mint. You're making – in serious cash, I mean hard cash, just off of people purchasing items, over $200,000 American a day?
Right. That sounds about right, the number. It sort of tends to go up and down depending on the school schedules. For example, if they're in vacation periods, it might go down a little bit because everyone's going away. But, you know, during semesters, people have nothing else to do but hang around Cyworld here, so our revenue tends to go up.
So then your meals, you don't get to eat as much, you know, in the summer months as you do in winter months.
I think so, yeah.
It's just, it blows me away. You're making real money off of nothing. You're monetizing pixels on a screen. Where's the value?
Well, I think you should it should be noted that basically people do not have to buy anything from us in order to use this service. Basically, all our photo sharing, uploading, and keeping your contact information, all that, you can use all of that for free. And there's actually a pledge to our customers that we have posted up on the homepage saying, we will never, ever charge you for anything. All these decorative stuff are of your own choosing. If you want to decorate your homepage to make your homepage look different from someone else's, that's when you start either pay money to buy some items, or you ask your close friends to send you some gifts.
Why not take graphics off the web somewhere, just random, and make your own page on the web, not necessarily going through a Cyworld?
Well, I think that's one idea that we may be looking at in the future. But when we were starting out 5 years ago, not everyone is graphic artists, or not everyone is very proficient in use of, you know, grabbing tools. So they wanted a lot of the users were actually looking for easy and simple ways to look almost professional as a result, without having to go through all this, you know, problems of going out, grabbing and using Photoshop or whatnot. So we gave them all these nicely, tailored wallpapers and professionally done items that people can buy for pretty cheap, like 50 cents, a dollar.
Haven't they figured out they can get this stuff for free?
Well, now they have. And we've already always known, and there have always been, a class of people, users that have been wanting features where they could actually upload their own, versions of wallpapers, and they actually want to sell some of them. They were asking us to create like a digital item marketplace where they some of the artist types could sell some of the stuff and start actually making some acorns on their own instead of buying acorns all the time. That is definitely something that we are looking at. We don't want to be, you know, the Nazis of cyberspace. We're open to, you know, giving people, you know, the opportunity, sharing the opportunity and the riches. But it's just that in the evolution of the service, I think it's just been natural to get people to get used to the idea of decorating stuff. And also, more than that, is actually giving and receiving digital items as you know, gifts. Now once that is in place, and now that we have a thriving economy based on that, I think we can introduce sort of like the marketplace notion where people can start selling and creating their personal, you know, or their own artwork.
So is this a single experience in the sense that it only runs right now in Korea? I'd imagine you're taking steps to bring it into a broader world, but you're talking, even now, you're talking things that are completely foreign to at least me. I couldn't imagine paying for pixels, simple pixels, and exchanging these pixels. Because they look pretty, don't get me wrong, but I don't get it. I don't get it. How are you going to be able to translate this kind of experience to other cultures?
Well, we're already in China and Japan, and hopefully we will have a working product ready by end of 2005 in U.S., and soon after in Europe as well. What we have found, and this was also a surprise to us, is that the need to express themselves, and not just express themselves, but differentiate themselves from the crowd, existed basically everywhere. Now, obviously, because of different cultures, they want to express themselves in different ways. And that is something that we as a company need to find out in each of the markets. Chinese online users will have different needs. Japanese will have different needs. And surely enough, the Americans will have different needs. But the need to creatively express themselves and thereby differentiating yourself from the crowd, standing out, and getting the attention that you crave is, I think, universal. And the way we're going to do it in the U.S., the way we're going to do it in China may or may not be based on what we do in Korea. But, you know, we'll certainly give it a shot because it is a very interesting. A lot of people have been telling me this is so interesting. But, you know, we're willing to, like, change with the market and iterate with the market. If this concept doesn't work, we'll try to find out, you know, what does work, what people are comfortable with. So we're not going to be, as I said, we're not going to be the sort of like the Nazis of the market, you know, cyberspace. We will have, like our name implies, we will try to have relationships with our users where they're telling us what they want and we can give them as much of what they want.
Well, I can tell you, and take no offense to this, you don't look German, so I think the whole Nazi thing is right out the window. It's worked well with Korea. And, you know, I can see that it would seem that there are no other players in that particular market. But as I mentioned before, Yahoo, a very popular brand here, has got 360. MSN has Spaces. The list goes on and on and on. What are your concerns and how are you facing them in seeing the burgeoning market that is blogging? Or if you'd even consider this a blogging or slash identity type of tool?
Yes, I do consider our product to be blogging / identity tools. Basically, our star product, which is called Mini Home P, which is basically mini being small and homepage, and we just just chopped that into Home P. So Mini Home P is basically your personal homepage, and it's just a lightened version of it. And there are elements of social networking built into it. And as you have been explaining, there are stuff you can buy to decorate your mini home piece in ways that has not been seen in any other competing sites. So some of my concerns would be back at home in Korea, Cyworld is all the rage. It's got like 90%. I just want to get it in there. 90% of the 24 to 29 online users are our members. 90%. That's basically everyone. So instead of people asking each other email addresses, people are asking what's your home P address. So with that kind of success, we've been, doing okay. But we're also on a larger scale. I think we're sort of like worrying about Korea becoming an island, not really flowing with the global sort of like the blogosphere movement. Blogs, we do have blogs, Korean versions of blogs in Korea, but not nearly as popular as this mini home piece. So one of the concerns has been that you know, Korea will end up as sort of like an island nation where they have all these technologies and the highest internet penetration, but really isn't connected to the rest of the world. So what, as I guess one part of what we're trying to do coming to the U.S. is sort of like trying to jump back into the game. And I believe we have a lot of interesting ideas, you know, new ideas that hasn't been adopted by any of the other, you know, U.S. sites yet. So those are the contributions we can make. We will, of course, take the opportunity to learn as much, you know, as possible from the blogosphere, from, you know, the leading blogger types, and from our customers as well as our competitors. So we consider this almost as a business, well, both as a business, you know, exercise, but also as a learning exercise as well.
Now, when you talk about folks in Korea that have broadband, it's not just a couple thousand. It's pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I think Korea has the highest broadband penetration in households in the world. And even if people do not, you know, student types or people that are on the move a lot, they don't have broadband, they can always... I think we have the highest, you know, penetration of like broadband cafes, internet cafes in the world. They're called PC bangs, heavily, you know, catering towards gamers. So gamers, of course, they need higher speed, and you know, their PCs are all tricked out. So they're literally within a couple of footsteps away from, you know, one of the highest, fastest access to the internet as possible. So our services like ours have really benefited from that kind of an environment where, you know, I can almost bet that if I see someone pointing digital cameras at something, they're taking pictures, I can almost bet all the money in my wallet, that that picture is going to end up in that person's mini home P sooner or later. So when you go to these PC bangs, you will see a bank of people playing all these MMORPG games. But then there's, toward the other side, the brighter side of the PC bangs usually are, you know, girls, boys, you know, young crowd, older people that are sitting in front of the PCs looking into their mini home Ps, checking into what their friends have left in terms of both gifts and messages, and also sending out gifts to people and sending out messages. So this is, a very regular way of people communicating with each other, just like IM is, just like email is, and also in many other ways, blog is.
You've got statistics on a mini home P. And one of the options, or I should say statistics, is erotic. Am I reading that right? And I don't know. I can't read the language very well, but it looks like erotic to me. Am I right?
Chris, I think you must be the fastest learner of the Korean language Hangul I've ever seen.
I've got high Google foo.
Yes, that is erotic. There are a bank of points to the right and upper corner of our mini home P, which is basically erotic points, famous points, friendly, karma, and kind. These are all like intricately built into your sort of like activity level within Cyworld. For example, if you receive a gift from a member of the opposing gender, your erotic point will go up. If you receive a gift from a member of your, you know, the same gender, your, what is it, friendly will go up. If you happen to randomly make a connect or become a friend with people that are outside of your immediate network, your karma will go up. So there are all these rules that we have programmed into your activities. And this is what's actually like one part of what is driving people to keep going back to their Cyworld mini homepage and you know, do all these networking.
See, I think if that was to be used in the States, I think you'd probably be better off using the word neurotic than erotic.
Yeah, could be. There was also, when I was explaining this this concept to, I won't say who, some European friends of mine. Actually, they were interested in licensing our software for their market. And I was explaining the concept of like giving and receiving gifts and this erotic point concept that I just talked about. One guy immediately snapped his fingers and said, "Oh, I can give her a bed. How's that? Will that drive up my erotic point more?" So, no. The answer is no. But, there are subtleties that are built into it. I mean, it's not so much in your face, for example, if I give her a gift, you know, will it lead me to an actual, you know, bed of hers or something. There are subtle, like, activity points and nuances that are built into the system, but maybe not so in your face.
And it, you know, not to make you sound like you're minting your own money, essentially at that level, but it's, you're being kind too, because people can buy you know, these items, and if they don't want them anymore, they can sell them back for what is it, 70% of their original value, because of course the virtual object has been used. Now maybe it's just me. How the hell did you pull that off?
Well, you know, it wasn't. It was what the users wanted. You know, they were asking us for it.
I think more American companies need to move to Korea. That's what I think. Unreal.
They, you know, when they buy these digital items, sometimes, a lot of times, they'll get sick of it. You know, and they don't necessarily want to hang on to a wallpaper with a picture of falling leaves if it's when it's like summer in July. So what they wanted was, they were asking us, can I actually exchange it to something else, or can I sell it back to you? So we thought it was just a really fun concept to you know, buy back used digital items.
Wait, fun concept or scam?
Well, actually, they like it. You know,
How can you tell me? Now, I understand, a physical item that sustains damage and scratches, that's fine. But, I mean, these pixels are in the same condition as they were. Now, I understand, it's a business model. It's smart to, you know, make money on the upsell. But how do you convince, what is in the, what do you drink? I mean, what's going on over there that we're missing?
You know, they were asking, of course, I think the users would prefer it if we give them 100% money back. But come on. You know, it's been used.
I can't believe this. This is you've got the dream. Everybody who's been chasing this, you've already figured it out. I'm actually going to be very curious to see how well it does play out when you actually enter the American market.
Well, I think the important note is that we're. Yeah, I mean, I'm flattered that a lot of people find our product such, you know, so innovating and all that. But we realize that a lot of these points are interesting for you, but maybe not necessarily something that you would personally use. Like, a lot of people have told me that, you know, they laugh and they giggle about all these, you know, digital items and stuff, but they won't spend $1, $1.50, you know, just to buy a wallpaper that really doesn't do anything other than make you look pretty. So we need to, we realize that we need to localize and adapt, and we need to find that magic formula or formulae. Whatever clicks in the U.S., the American average online community user's mind, we need to find what that is. And that's why I'm over here, meeting with you, you know, studying the market.
Are you aiming to supplant existing services or augment? And when I say that, in comparison to, say, I'm using one service for my blogging, I'm using another service for other things that I do, are you looking to just come in and wipe the walls clean?
No, I mean, obviously we know that we are latecomers, and we know that there are other, like, established players in this business, and they have their own, you know, very interesting things going. So, you know, if we were to kid ourselves that we can come in and basically wipe the world clean and take over, that would probably take, I don't know, years and years of time. And by that time, there will be something new that will be happening. Everyone will have moved on. Who knows what's going to happen? It's very important for us that we come in and we become a part of the scene as soon as possible, and that we get known and be recognized as a viable, like, community site to as many users as possible. So, we'll, I mean, obviously, we could try to spend millions of dollars, you know, on these marketing campaigns, you know, and recruiting all, trying to recruit all these users and be another, like, empire unto ourselves. But what we are actually looking at is more of the open approach. You know, we want to allow as many people to sort of, like, store their photos in our photo albums, but be able to see them in other, you know, their home turf, if you will. So we're playing with all these open, you know, standards, open, you know, API ideas, which in Korea we have not. So we're that by itself, I think, I'd like to think that we are adapting to the U.S. market and the global standard, if you will, if that makes any sense.
You couldn't get any of the big players to pay attention to what you were doing. So in terms of the IM space, I'm making a point here. MSN Instant Messenger was very, very popular. And then, boom, out of nowhere, yours just takes off like a bat out of hell. Are you planning on introducing another IM client to the American market?
Well, we'll have to see. To be honest with you, that you know, bringing over our IM client as part of the version one, if you will, is not in the plans right now. We are open to like partnering with local you know, startups or even established players if they're interested. We believe we have a lot of interesting experiences as well as technical prowess to do all these meshing of features and functionalities. So we're willing to share our experiences and technical know-how with all these people or companies. But that is my job, by the way. I'm here basically to talk to other companies to see if they're open to like grabbing hands with us. And some have been very open. Some have been just basically laughing in my face.
You know, had you pitched this thing to anybody, they would have laughed you out of the room. I don't get it.
Actually, interesting thing is most of the industry people, quote unquote, have already heard of us. And although they personally may think it's very, very funny, the product is funny, they actually take the time to listen to me because they know that we have Korea, that market out cold. And I was very pleasantly surprised that some of our ideas, some of the stuff that is in motion right now in our product, they actually are thinking about, you know, like implementing into their own existing product in the U.S. And some have been basically just picking my brains, you know, basically trying to get like product, you know, ideas off of me. Like I said, what I want from them is to sort of like create like a partnership kind of a relationship. So yeah, I mean,
you want a bed
to lie down on.
I don't know. I haven't seen your home pee, so I.
Well, this is my home pee. My home pee is actually basically a San Francisco street scene. It has something like 10 or a little bit, oh yeah, something like 10 tiny little half-inch figures that we called Mini-Me. I hope there are no copyright issues there. Basically, and my inspiration for this scenery came from the recent Gay Pride March. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't find the Gay Pride flag, what you might call it, the rainbow flag. We don't have Gay Pride movement in Korea, so that item doesn't exist in our gift shop, which is the item shop. So basically you have my half-inch mini-me's like dancing on the street, and there's the cable car right there, and the scenery, and the American flag, of course. So this is basically an expression of, whoops.
You're missing the puddle of urine that San Francisco's known for. Is that icon available? And if so, at what cost?
It is available, actually. And there's also a guy puking in the corner.
Wait. So let me get this straight. Not only are you selling nothing, you're selling nothing byproduct.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
We're also selling, you know, piles of dung. We're also selling a guy puking in the corner. We're also selling his buddy who's patting his back. Puddles of piss, sure, if you want. We'll sell it to you. There's also the bar scene, the back alley scene, everything that you might want to express yourself, because basically, you know, this mini room, which is the scenery that I just described to you, basically it's meant to be another expression tool, you know, as opposed to just your avatar where you're decorating perhaps this one, you know, human-like character. You're decorating an entire sort of a landscape.
Are you familiar with a toy called Color Forms?
I am not.
May have been an American-only product, but essentially it was this little cardboard box with these cheap little plastic things that you peeled and then you stuck. And you create little scenes on this I guess, for the lack of a better word, picture. And that was it. I mean, they were called Color Forms. So you would take – you've almost got a digital Color Forms going on.
I think so. A lot of people actually, you know, compare it to like dollhouse, playing dollhouse. So when people buy or get as gifts all these small items, you know, what they can do is they can place it into their room, mini room, and drag it around and sort of like position it the way they like, turn it around, whatever, and then, you know, create a scene, almost as if they were, you know, like directing people to go to your places and then taking a snapshot of it. So, like I said, it's meant to be sort of like an expression of either where you are, how you feel, where you want to be. For example, when I was sort of like, okay, there was a time in my sort of like a darker period in my life when I didn't want to, you know, like interact with anyone. I just wanted to be cut away from everyone. So what I did was I basically emptied my room of everything, all the furniture, all the background, and it gives me basically a three-dimensional room corner. I turned my avatar around so the back was to everyone, and I put a little bubble above my said STFU. And that was it for like the next 3 months. And people literally didn't leave anything on my homepage.
Now, wait a minute. Was that was not Korean, what you just said, I'm assuming. Am I correct?
I did leave that in English because you know.
What's the Korean translation for that?
I don't think it translates.
Give me an approximate.
말 걸지 마.
Okay, now we're going to use that as a WAV file, and if someone says something we don't want, we'll just play that back, and they have no idea what we're talking about.
Actually, STFU, like I said, it doesn't really translate, but the Korean little blurb that I said was actually how I felt, which is, don't talk to me, literally. So, you know.
Did you have to buy a digital butt so you're mooning the person who's looking at you? Or was that extra?
Well, I could have bought a little mini me that specifically did that, but like I said, I have my own avatar, so I mean that is like the most basic building block. So I could have bought another one and placed it right next to it, but that would have defeated the purpose of wanting to be alone in my own mini room. So
did people offer you gifts?
I think people were trying to contact me, but I was basically kind of like in a blackout period, so.
So then, okay, well, it's interesting. You eliminate your identity, you strip it down to the bare minimum, then why even keep the home P at all?
Because this is your home P is really a history of you.
You keep a history then?
Yes, basically it keeps tabs on all your, you know, your friends, you know, like guest book entries, all your photos that you have uploaded from like 3 years ago. So even though a lot of people actually get burned by people, just like in real space, and they don't want to be as active anymore, they actually, not many people will actually go to the length of just closing it down, because that will actually mean that they're going to lose, you know, whatever months or years of online activity that they've done.
Think of how much urine you've actually purchased. I mean, you just lose it all.
Yeah, I this is the one that I'm telling you. I don't know if you can see it.
Well, here, let me hold the microphone up. It just doesn't translate very well.
So, yeah, I mean, this is, I'm showing you a history of the mini home peas, or actually the mini rooms that I used to make. So it all depicts that particular mood that I was in, sort of like the mood of the month, if you will. So I was recently in Paris, so when I came back, I kind of missed the Paris scene. So I did a Paris dreaming kind of scene where what do you call it? What is that, by the way?
The Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah, Gyeongsangmun in Korean is seen in the background, and myself and my wife my mini me and my wife's mini me are standing there on the street.
Is she clickable?
She is not, but there is another one that has a clickable link back to her homepage. But you know, I just liked this mini me so much, of the one with the wiggling butt. So. You know, I kind of...
Is that extra when it's animated?
Yeah.
Because I can only imagine the kind of work it goes into in a seemingly 8-bit character.
Yeah, right. We do all the motion captures and all that. No. Basically, it's just really simple. For those of you who can't see it, a very cartoon-like, like I said, half-inch, you know, avatars. And they're not meant to be sophisticated. They're meant to be, you know, light, sort of cartoonish and fun. Yeah, so some characters will be static, basically standing still. Some characters will be actually moving, dancing around. So here's another one that depicting a winter scene. So depending on where you are, depending on your mood, depending on what you would like people to know about you, the possibilities are endless. You can make hundreds, thousands of these little sceneries that you can post up on your homepage.
Why?
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 Because it's one way of showing people and telling people who you are. You know, instead of saying, I am Rick Kim, I am from Korea, I do this, I do that for a living, I like this, I like that. Who has time to read? You know, people want to look at pictures and they want to, like, interact with you through, you know, representations of you. That's where avatar comes in. And I think Korea was probably the most prolific in terms of the popularity of avatar. And it was probably one of the first countries in the world where people started buying avatar items. But then avatar is limited in the sense that it only is like focuses only on you, yourself. And when the whole blog thing started happening and the importance of networking started coming up, avatar just wasn't good enough. I mean, because you could only lavish yourself with new shirt, new pants, whatnot. So we came up with this idea of a mini room, like I said, which includes your avatar, but also gives you a control to sort of like, you know, put other people in it and control, sort of like express the landscape or the scenery that you're in right now. So I'm in San Francisco, so I did a San Francisco scenery. Next month, if I go back to Seoul, I'll do a Seoul scenery. So that's how people use their mini home piece on an everyday basis to show other people what they're up to, what they're interested in, and perhaps what they want in life. I may not be driving, I may not have enough money to buy a Bentley, for example, but I have the 50 cents that it takes to buy a Bentley in Cyworld. Place it right there, bling bling, for 50 cents. So to a lot of the users in Korea that spend hours within the Psy world, that really translates into bling bling, you know.
Now, I'm not speaking on behalf of all Americans here, but you guys are freaking nuts.
Yes, we are.
But hey, man, you know, more power to you if you could pull this thing off.
You know, they're a good nut. I think there's a good side of being a nut, and there's also the bad side. I think we like to think we're on the good side. You know, there is no evil being done here, I think. People are having fun. And, you know, a lot of people have actually said, well, why do you have to charge people for all these items? Well, we got to survive. We're a company, you know, and I got to eat too. So basically, it's a business. I admit to that. But, you know, we're always like, as our name implies, you know, our service is built around, you know, creating a relationship. And that means not only relationships between you and your friends, but relationships between you and I, the company, or, you know, my company. So we're always listening to, you know, what our users are telling us, what they don't like, what they would like to see happen. So the product you're looking at right now is a result of 5 years of conversations with our users. So, and basically what we want to do here in the U.S. is start that conversation. We don't want to start, let's say, a Korean invasion. We want to start learning from you as much as give you some of our, you know, experiences from our markets.
And pixelated urine, which, by the way, is just an undervalued market.
And pixelated puke.
Well, I don't know if you can sell puke, but you had me at urine, lost me at puke. So, Rick, this has just been an amazing experience.
Hope we can share more of it with you. You should actually come up and set up your own mini home P when we launch the U.S. Version soon.
Oh, I will have plenty of home feedback for you, I should say.
Okay, yeah, and I'll actually give you some bags of Acorn to get you started.
And you know the first thing I'm going to buy?
What would that be?
I'm asking you. I didn't know.
Well, usually people, the first thing they buy... Some people, and it's actually there's people say it actually almost functions as a personality test, because some people that buy these things for themselves, the first thing that they do is buying things for yourself. You're a pretty greedy person. You know, you don't really care about your friends. But some people will actually, the first thing they will do when they have acorns will buy stuff for their friends. You know, what kind of people are, what kind of person are you?
Oh, I'd be buying all the gadgets and everything. But it makes sense. I think we're full circle. I think you're nuts. You use acorns. I'm blown away.
Thank you. And we'll do our best trying to come up with an interesting U.S. Version, too.
The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.